Hey there, this is Kathy York, and today we're going to talk about a scanner oops I had. And I start with, okay, I've had my flatbed scanner for years. It's a great little Canon MP Navigator EX. Don't even know if they're still out there, but it's a great little machine. Never a moment of trouble from it. Thank you, Canon. Now, you'd think I'd have it all figured out by now, right? But I recently stumbled across something to avoid with my scanner files. Now, I'm not going to bore you with all the details, but here's hoping I can save you some grief. QW18, Quick Win 18, a scanner oops fix. Now, do you remember my article, 7th Step to Non-Overwhelm, Wrangle Your Admin and Paperwork? That came out February 2020, so about 2 years ago. And it contains a section about tax time helps, including scanning files to upload to our tax preparers. Well, this past January, I scanned a stack of government forms, but I changed my process slightly. I got in a hurry, and my fault, not Canon, I had to scan everything again. Now, here's the deal. My scanner uses a two-step process. It saves the files to an archive within the software, and it creates a temporary desktop folder for that day's files, so you have easy access to them. Usually, I move documents out of that desktop folder before deleting the software's archive. This day, I changed it up a little bit. I deleted the archive first, and that is when I discovered the two copies I thought I had are not copies. The desktop files vanish if you delete the archive. Now, that's a little thing, but I'm telling you this to remind us all, never make assumptions about software, especially when you're in a hurry. Never do that. When you have a process that works, here's an idea. Check the user manual before changing that process. Now, thankfully, this wasn't a huge issue for me this time. But what if I had scanned a 53-page book? I hope you enjoyed this quick win. I was happy to provide it for you. Would you please help me grab some Google love by sharing this post and commenting? Yeah, join the conversation. Select one of these discussion topics or bring your own. Tell us about when you had a yikes moment because you got in a hurry. Or your biggest takeaway from this post. Or maybe about a time you wasted time in your biz because you didn't pay attention. Just like what I did. Please subscribe so you won't miss future business ideas or other quick win tips. You'll find a note on the subscription box about the gift you will receive immediately. And I promise no inbox stuffing or sharing your information. You're welcome to email me if you need help with today's info. My email is kathy@kathyyork.com, and that's KathyYork. Hey, thanks for spending part of your day with me. I know you're busy, and I appreciate your time. I hope to hear from you soon about helping you get to non-overwhelm with your company processes. Have a great rest of your day, and thanks for stopping by. Talk to you next time.